This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces continue battling Hamas militants around a hospital in northern Gaza, where thousands of patients and displaced people have been sheltering for weeks. The fighting has raised Palestinian fears of another painful standoff and evacuation of a medical facility after recent clashes near another hospital in Gaza City. The Gaza Health Ministry said Monday that a shell struck the second floor of the Indonesia hospital, killing at least 12 people. Both blamed Israeli forces, which denied firing a shell, but said it returned fire at militants inside the hospital compound. Despite the fighting, some 200 patients and their companions were evacuated from the facility Monday. That follows the evacuation to Egypt of at least 28 premature babies from Shifa Hospital. 3 weeks ago, the Israeli military unveiled a detailed 3D model of Gaza's Shifa Hospital. It showed a series of underground installations that it said was part of an elaborate Hamas command and control center buried under the territory's largest health care center. Days after taking control of the hospital, the military has yet to unveil this purported center, but it has released videos of weapons allegedly seized inside the hospital. A tunnel running through the complex and videos appearing to show Hamas militants dragging hostages through the hallways. With soldiers still operating in the hospital, Israel says there will be much more to come. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, traveling to Kyiv by train from Poland. He is making a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine, even as U.S. and international resources are stretched by the new global risk raised by the Israel-Hamas conflict. In Kyiv, he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's defense minister, and